It's a Ploy. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective. 90 years ago, a promoter had an idea. Select two high school football teams from different parts of the country and get them to play for what they called a national championship. One such promoter had a team from Detroit play another team from the Midwest, and the game was played in the Motor City. The problem with this scenario was that while one of these shysters was putting on his game, another promoter had two teams on trains on their way to play in his national championship game. Kind of like what used to happen in Michigan not too many years earlier. Ishpeming High School one time was playing a game one weekend thinking a victory would put it in the so-called state championship game at the University of Michigan the following weekend, when in reality Fritz Kreisler was hosting that game already in Ann Arbor because of the teams that he wanted to play in the game. They had his recruits. Fast forward to the present. Those promoters now wear trefoil, swooshes, and funny twin U-shaped things going up and down. Their trains are television networks. Their intent is the same. Conduct something called a national championship or an all-star or an all-America or elite this or premier that. Well, you get the idea. But it was all for their own selfish purposes. The kids? Pawns. Tools. For the honor of playing in this game, they get the living daylights exploited out of them so the snake oil salesman can hawk their shoes, their equipment, or whatever their brand is that they want to promote. Just go check out the online videos. The kids cross the line of commercial endorsement as they handle the merchandise. It was against that backdrop in the 1920s that a group of states in the upper Midwest banded together to protect high school student athletes from such exploitation. Amateurism is still one of the fronts that state high school athletic associations work hard at, and while rules do vary from state to state, these associations follow the wishes of their member schools. The issue of whether or not kids should have their high school sports eligibility affected by playing in these national competitions gets raised by third parties around here from time to time, but there isn't a groundswell of support for having the few standout athletes these modern-day hucksters would like to see play in their games turn their backs on their teammates and put their own games at risk. It's not about these kids needing an opportunity to show off for college recruiters, the biggest red herring of them all, because with rare exception, they're already committed. Or to keep Michigan from falling behind other states, well, whatever that means. Changing this particular rule will not likely increase the number of kids invited to play in such game. We are talking about high school seniors here. And if you figure that about 200 kids, an average of 4 per state, out of over 200,000 high school seniors that played football nationally this year, about 0.001% of the kids get in these games. The odds are overwhelmingly stacked against the opportunity to be selected. Having said all that, to be so recognized is nice, but it's not why high school sports exist. They're not to be farm teams for the so-called next level of play, and to sell shoes and other sporting equipment for the manufacturing community. These kids are being used in a ploy called an all-star game. These kids will be exploited over and over again after they leave the high school ranks. There's no sense starting now. The March Magic Hoop Fest, an interactive basketball experience for fans of all ages, returns in 2012 for 3 days of fun at the MHSAA Boys Basketball Finals. Among the activities at Jennison Fieldhouse, the home of the finals for a span of over 4 decades, will be the Jump Ball Jamboree and the Learning from the Legends Clinic. For more information, go online to MarchMagicHoopFest.com. And join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.